So similar to reporting child abuse in New York State, reporting any acts of bullying, harassment, and discrimination by any person, as long as you have reasonable cause to suspect that the child or the student has been subjected to harassment, bullying, or discrimination by a student, or as we just mentioned before, or by an employee. As long as the act is in good faith and reasonable, and it's reported to school official, law enforcement, the commissioner, and so forth, you will have immunity from any civil liability that might arise from making such a report or from initiating, testifying, participating, or assisting in such formal or informal procedures. So it's the same thing. As long as you have reasonable cause to suspect someone reported, someone told you that they saw it, the student, the parent or guardian, or a bystander, or someone heard it through the grapevine or the gossiping about it, as long as you report it, it's in good faith. Again, there's immunity. You won't face any civil liability for that. Districts, school districts, BOCES, charter schools, and their respective employees are prohibited from taking, requesting, or causing retaliatory action against such person who act reasonable or in good faith, either make such a report or initiate, testify, or participates or assist in such formal or informal proceedings. So pretty much it's just saying you can't, there should be no retaliation against anyone that has reasonable cause to suspect that a student is being subjected to bullying, harassment, and discrimination and reports it.